And all the ships at sea. Now remember, just remember, a person who illegally exports sheep is called an owler, unless they're from Alabama, and then they're called a sex trafficker. It is an all-new episode of the FWB podcast, so without further ado, allow me to introduce your hosts together. They make one complete whole nerd. It's Chris and also Chris.
Wait, we only make one nerd?
We only
combined?
Make one.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah. I guess you get the height, and I get something else.
I don't know. I figured we were both nerds.
I think the way the equation is, we're both dorks. And then together it makes one, I think. I know that per our notes in the pre-show meeting when we had rehearsal, Satan had talked about how he was going to try and be a little bit gentler and nicer to us over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
So he's trying to show the gentler side of Satanism going forward. So interesting fact, though, about sheep smugglers.
Yeah.
So
the Alabama part was definitely right.
Yeah, 100%. That's just a proven fact. It's been proven in court, I think. So I don't know. Due to pending litigation, we can safely say that. Man, how are you, buddy?
Brother, man, I am good. How are you?
Monday's over, so I'm okay. That's all it really...
Facts.
Really is for you. I say that to work. I say that to people at work all the time where they're like, how's it going? And I'm like, dude, Monday's over. So like, that's all I need. I'm just letting this thing play out. I don't even know. This thing, it's an hour and a half long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing, but...
Oh, God, no.
What if we did just, like, an entire episode, we just played, like, a medley underneath all of our talking?
Yeah, we can give it a go.
How annoying would that be? Oh, no, here's what I want to do. Here's my idea for that is our whatever song or whatever show we have as, like, our Thanksgiving episode is we play that Adam Sandler, the turkey song.
Oh, God, just on a loop.
Yeah, just on a loop the entire show.
I think we'd get sick of it before anyone else would.
Like, just to annoy the shit out of everybody and ourselves. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we would both, like, legit hate that. But I don't know. We won't do that. We won't have a just... music bed underneath the entire show. I'm speaking of beds, I'm super tired because I covered for Tony on the radio on Monday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had to impress on him how big of a deal it was. I said, you are legitimately asking your Irish friend to cover for you Monday morning after St. Patrick's Day. Like, do you understand the sacrifice that is being made because I had to set my alarm for 5 a.m. to get up to do the show and, like, run the show and make sure that all the buttons were hit correctly and everything was done right the day after St. Patrick's Day? Do you understand the sacrifice that I made? And he was just like, yeah, I guess. So
proud of you. Proud of you.
It was tough. But the show went off without a hitch. And he's got a remote on Thursday. And so I told everybody, they were like, hey, can you talk up the remote thing on Thursday? They got like an appearance thing for the station. And yeah. I talked about it for a second, and then I was like, and what I want everybody to do is I want you to go to this thing. And then I want you to tell him to his face that you enjoy it when I host the show better than when he hosts the show. So I'm going to see if anybody will actually do that. And if they do, they're going to be my favorite listener. And that'll be great because
I really hope someone does it.
Oh, gosh, me too. But one thing about it that like here's my one takeaway from doing the show that early in the morning. You know, leaving it at I left the house at like 5:20, 5:15, because the show starts at 6, but you got to do all the prep for it first. And really, I left late. Like, I should have been there a lot earlier, but whatever. I'm covering. I'm just the fill-in. Don't ask me. And, but, like, it's still dark outside, and, you know, we had that. We're in the middle. It should be over in the next couple of days, but, like, that kind of weird cold snap.
Yeah.
And so, like, I left the house, and it was, like, 28 or 29 degrees. It's dark outside. And I had a card or a letter or something that had to go in the mailbox. So, like, I opened up the garage and, you know, hit the car unlock button so that the it lights it up so I can see. And I go out and I drop the whatever it is in the mailbox. And I look, and here comes a guy running. And I'm like, all right, then. And so he runs by me, and I'm just like, hey, good morning. And he, morning. And he keeps on running. And because if you're a psychopath that you're up at 5 a.m. running when it's 28 degrees outside, I want to be nice to you because you are insane. And because he didn't just like start, like he was in the middle of his run. So he had been running for a good little bit at that point. So I get back in the car, pulled out of the driveway, you know, close the garage door, start driving down the road, and I pass him, and then I get to the corner, and here comes two more people running. And I'm like, what is happening? And so I turn the corner, get to the stop sign, you know, hit that left to go the way to get to the station. And that road has no, like in the neighborhood, there are sidewalks, like you've been there, you know. And, but once you leave, there are no sidewalks for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And so like on this road, no sidewalks, person running. And I'm just like, I feel like there is a much better time and place to run than pitch black, 5:20 a.m. when it's 28 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And
but that's their time. That's the only time they get to themselves.
Maybe I'm just lazy. Like, I'm not here to judge anybody else's fitness journeys. I should be on a fitness journey of my own, but I'm not. And, you know, I've come to terms with that. I've come to terms with the fact that there will not be a long time before I look in the mirror and, I have a body like the Grinch. I understand that, because, you know, Tony was out of town this weekend. He went to one of those, Spartan race, like the Spartan runs.
Yeah.
And so I told him, because he's telling me all about CrossFit, because, you know, if you're a CrossFit or if you're a vegan, you won't shut up about it. And so he's telling me about that. And I said, man, you and I have very, very different approaches to fitness, because, you know, he's telling me about all the stuff. And I said, like the day before, I think he told me that on Friday. And so I was like, dude, yesterday I was looking in the mirror from like an angle that I don't usually see myself. And I was like, I'm kind of getting a little gut here. I don't know. And so I said, in that moment, I told myself, whenever you look in a mirror, you have to be looking straight on. Just from now on, we don't look at ourselves from that angle. Like that's just
fair. Yeah, no.
That's the way that works, is from now on, we just don't look at ourselves from that angle, you know, that that you can actually see that. Because, like, from straight on, it's fine. Like, I don't see it. It looks good. Oh, yeah, by the way, I forgot to do this in the beginning.
Hi, everybody. Damian Leone, writer-director of Terrifier. Chris and Chris said, go fuck yourself.
There we go. Okay, got that
out
of the way.
That's better. That's better. That's better.
So, but I decided, I was like, if I look straight on at the mirror, like, I like the way I look. Like, it's fine. It's good. I like it. But if we're like 20, 25 degrees at an angle, not a fan. So I said, from this day on, I just won't look at myself in a mirror from that angle. I just decided to problem solve.
Yeah.
I thought that was just it. Like, that was just the way it works. And so I was just like, yeah, you and I just have very different approaches to fitness. If that happened to him, he would, you know, up his reps or whatever in the gym. He would go to the gym more often. He would focus on that part of the body until it, like, hurts him. And that would be that. And for me, I was just like, nah, we're just going to turn 25 degrees to the left.
So, you know, you're talking about, like, fitness journeys and that kind of stuff. Out at a bar this past weekend with my friend Tim, and a couple of his other friends came to meet him, and one of them is also named Tim. And we were talking about that, like, you know, he's in, other Tim is in just stupidly good shape. Just, like, ridiculously good shape. And we were talking about it, and I was like, oh, so, like, what do you do? And one of the things he said is, he's like, oh, I get at least 50,000 steps every day.
Yeah,
I don't know how.
Wow. I struggle for, like, between 10 and 15. Like, that's a heavy walking day for me.
Yeah. I try and get up to about like 8,200, but, you know, like, I also understand that I have long legs, so I have a lengthy, like,
a
gait. Is that what it's called?
Stride.
And, like, you know, when I was in Paris, like, we were comparing my steps to, like, some of my friends, and, you know, there was one day I had over 15,000, and God bless Michael. He's very short. He's like 5'4". And he was 4,000 steps ahead of me, and we had met up at 9 that morning.
Yeah.
So but I'm 6'7". So yeah. For anyone who's listening and does not know, and, you know, you can vouch for this, I am legitimately 6'7".
It's true.
But, like, I'm trying to think about how long 50,000 steps would take me for a day. I'm sure I could probably, like, one, you know, I'm sure he's running part of it. But he also said his workout regimen is normally 4 hours a day, 7 days a week.
See, well, you're not supposed
to
go 7 days.
That's almost a full-time job.
Yeah, you're not supposed to go 7 days a week.
No, like, and that's the thing, is I think at a certain point, and I know people that have done this before in my life, that have gotten hyper fixated on exercise and that kind of stuff, to the point where it's, like, detrimental to their, like, legitimate health. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I had a friend who was doing an elliptical for like 2.5-3 hours a day, and it was like legitimately pulling his knee muscles apart.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that for that long. Like,
especially, you know, 5 to 6 days a week. So, yeah. Like, you know, you're not supposed to do that 18 to 20 hours a week. And there were just, like, you know, a couple different, like, things like that. And I'm not where I want to be physically, but I'm taking steps to get there, but, like, I'm not the kind of dude, like, I could not just turn my life around on a 180.
No.
So I just, like, I don't understand this weird mentality of, especially to the point where I think other Tim has something going on where, you know, it might not be the safest thing for him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're spending almost 30 hours a week on physical fitness and you're not like, you know, you're not some actor being paid to get into that kind of shape, or you're not an actor, an athlete, something like that. Like, you know, I understand everyone has their hobbies. Some are safer, some are better than others. And I'm not judging anyone who does this. Please don't think I'm sitting my pudgy ass on my couch in an ivory tower judging anyone's hobbies. But like, I genuinely think from a safety perspective, the same way I don't think that, like, I mean, I understand my hobbies haven't been safe at some times. Like when I was working from home, there were days when I would like check my step counter at the end of the day and it would be at like, it wouldn't even be quadruple digits.
Yeah, that's yeah. Like I feel like with a lot of that stuff, and you know, you can apply this to just about everything. It's like there's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Like there's a moderation. There's like a range that is like acceptable, and then there's like the outliers on each side that are, you know, completely unacceptable and detrimental in different ways. But it's all about finding that sweet spot in the middle. That sweet, sweet spot in the middle.
Yeah. And gotta find that sweet spot. Like the middle of a cinnamon roll, you gotta find the sweet spot. Oh,
gosh. Cinnamon roll. I wish it was a Saturday, because that's usually when... That's my cinnamon roll day.
Cinnamon roll Saturday, baby.
That's... Just about every week, you know that snap's coming to you.
I'm here for it. You know, I'm here for
just
it.
About. I'm very predictable with my Snapchat days.
Stability.
Yes.
Stability.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a certain point. Do they age you out of Snapchat? I feel like I'm about there.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I sure hope not, because I feel like I'm getting close. Like, you know, there is that where I struggle with, but it seems like everybody struggles with. You remember when there was like that 6 or 8 month period where there was like 50 new Twitter alternatives?
Yeah.
And like none of them, like nobody posts on any of them anymore. Like nobody posts on, what was the one that Facebook did that was like a shoot off of Instagram, and like nobody even uses that?
Threads.
Yeah, nobody even uses that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know of anyone. Like I have the app. I can't remember the last time I logged into it. But whatever. I'm finally in that age bracket where I'm like, all this new social media stuff just is confusing to me and I don't like any of it. I'm finally in that grumpy old person stage.
Oh, and you know, like I have people that constantly, not constantly, but occasionally will bring up like, oh, you should come back to Facebook. You should come back to Facebook. And every time, like, I give it a thought, and like, because there are a couple things I wouldn't mind seeing on there. Like, my friends have a nerd group that I'd like to go on and be a part of. But then like, but then I think about it and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, because here's the problem with Facebook is like, for whatever good you would get out of it, there's so much more bad that, like, if I, and like, I know it sounds like such a stupid excuse, because I'm like, if I didn't have to do this, I would get rid of it. But like, yeah, I post like dumb jokes every day. I barely read anybody else's stuff, and like it's literally a connection to like three people, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's a platform for me to brag about the analytics of the YouTube channel to a wide audience, because I have that's the social media that I have the biggest friend group on, so when I post something mm-hmm. there, it goes to the maximum number of people. And that does it. And the only other, like, the only reason, or another reason that I don't just deactivate it completely and just keep, like, Messenger is there are photos on there that I have uploaded, like, years and years and years ago that I don't have anymore that I'm like, oh, well, they're saved on there. So if I ever need to get them again, I can just go grab them from there.
Yeah, I lost all of my WrestleMania 34 trip photos because they were on the Sam X account when I deleted it.
I've got that's basically it. Is I'm like, oh, I got photos and videos and stuff that I've uploaded that if those went, like, because there was that day, remember there was the day where Facebook and Instagram like went down and logged everybody out, and gosh, I feel like I shouldn't be saying this because, like, somebody, if somebody is listening to this and, like, really wants to screw me over, like, this is the way to do it. I don't remember my Facebook password and mm-hmm. the email address that's associated with it is, like, long deleted. So, like, I can't do a recovery on it. So, basically, like, what happens is I'm just going to keep using it until one day I'm just not going to be able to log into it. And then I'm just going to be like, well, that's it.
Bye.
Yeah, like, that. Like, that's the day that it ends for me, is when I go to log in. I can't. I put in my password. It doesn't take it. I hit forget password, even though I've added two phone numbers and two extra email addresses. The only email address that will pop up when I try and do the forgot your password is the one that,
like, the OG one you set it up with.
Right. That, like, has since been, like, that email address has, like, it's been deleted. Like, that email address, like, does not exist anymore. So, like, there's no getting it back. So, like, if I ever get locked out and, like, it doesn't let me come back in, like, I'm just going to have to just, that's it. Like, I'll be done. And that'll be the end of it. Yeah, whatever.
Eh, so it goes.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, if it ever gets to the point where, like, it's like, you know, you've been locked out, you have to reset your password, I'm going to be like, I don't know how, because, you know, I don't have access to the email address, and I don't remember the old password to change it. So, oh, well.
Yeah.
So that'll be the end of that. So, yeah. So I'm just going to keep riding it out until then. And it was different when, like, we made a lot of posts on the actual, like, the page, like, the podcast page. But we really do that anymore. So, you know, it's not even really, like, necessary, you know, for me to really have it. But whatever. I still use it. If they ever, I'm going to switch gears absolutely completely.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give you whiplash here. If they ever fix all the issues that are wrong with it, will you play Battlefront Online with me?
I'll have to buy it, but sure.
Yeah, like, don't buy it yet, because, like, I won't buy it until they fix all that stuff, because that I got screwed over once before with the Ghostbusters Remastered video game.
Oh, yeah, with that multiplayer that was supposed to be coming, like, a couple months after release.
Where there's, like, a bunch of bugs and stuff in it and, like, texture mapping problems and all that stuff. And they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to fix that and add the multiplayer. And then they were just like,
no,
turn the lights off before you leave. And then they just ran off. And so I'm like, until, like, I've learned my lesson that I'm not buying a game that has issues until it's fixed. But when they do fix it, if they do fix it, we got to bring back the Battlefront trophy. It's already been decided. But right now, you can't even like cross play or anything on it. So whatever.
It's still not as bad as the Switch release of Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Oh, dude. Google a comparison from like PS5 or Series X to Switch release of Mortal Kombat 11. So like a bunch of the reviews for the PS5 and Xbox Series, blah, blah, blah. Were in like the eights and like the good reviews, like 8, 8.5, 9, like pretty high. Then the Switch port came out and the graphics were awful to the point where IGN gave the Switch version a 2.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's real bad.
And this is still like, I've talked about this, the lowest review I've ever seen on IGN. This is back when they used to do like, they would have the one, like, you know, they would have the main number, like 1 through, I guess like 9, because if you got a 10, there wasn't like a 10.1 or anything.
Right.
But like 1 through 9 had like the 0.1, 0.2, so on. The lowest score I saw on anything was a 0.9, and it was, The Leprechaun Origins with Hornswoggle.
Yeah, that movie was not good. It had one really nice, like, sweeping shot of outside that was, like, it was really cool, and it looked really nice, but that was, like, literally the only good thing about that movie.
But, yeah, and I have the Leprechaun box set and still haven't watched it.
Yeah, me neither. Like, speaking of, because it was St. Patrick's Day this past weekend, Sci-Fi ran the Leprechaun movie marathon, which good on them.
Yeah.
But now we've got renewed talk of the upcoming 9th Leprechaun movie that is in the works, and the director, apparently it's still like the script is still not quite done. Even though they announced it in October.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured they would be like further along than that before they announce it, but I guess not. I don't know. Was it, what was the strike? Did the strike push that back? I don't know.
Yeah, the strike pushed a bunch of stuff back.
My timeline's all mad. Like, I don't know. I don't remember. Was the strike like solved by then, by like October-ish?
Not the Pooniverse, though. God, that was the best name they could come up with.
I don't know why.
I'm not even going to expand on it. Just Pooniverse. Yeah, yeah.
Try and guess what that's about.
Yeah. So the strike delayed a few things. Like, I initially think like Deadpool was slated for February at one point. And then they moved it when they had to cancel a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm concerned that it's almost late March and there's not a rating released for Deadpool 3 yet.
When does it come out?
July, like late July.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They got plenty of time then. I feel like we all know what it's going to be.
It has to be R, but you know.
Yeah, I feel like there's too much of a backlash coming if it's not.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the thing is they're not dumb that they're not going to. Now I say that and then now watch it's going to happen, but I can't believe that they're dumb enough to say, hey, you know, the big appeal that this is known for, let's just completely not do that.
Yeah.
I gotta believe that, you know, that came with deciding to move forward with a new one.
Yeah. It's the question is, do you like money? If the answer is yes, then Deadpool 3 is rated R.
Yes. I feel like that's the only answer, but, you know, I've been wrong before once or twice. Don't tell anybody.
I don't believe it.
I've got a reputation to uphold. But, yeah. It's an exciting time for new movies coming out, but we're not a movie podcast.
No, we aren't. We are a pornography podcast, yes. Which is why we're talking about the Pooniverse.
Yes.
That's hilariously has nothing to do with porn.
I know. It made me sad. It made me sad that it doesn't. But considering what it is about, I'm glad that it's not pornographic.
Ugh. All right. Well,
that would be
let's talk about literally anything else.
All right, then.
Butts.
I love butts. So, you know, going back to me talking about fitness journeys and people, you know, going to ridiculous lengths to be in
more
shape.
Like fitness whole plate of hibachi in my mouth.
Oh my God, I love hibachi. I have a slightly irrational fear that, and this is not why I don't like work out more or anything like that, but I have this irrational fear that at some point I would be exercising and like that would be my demise.
Yeah.
Like, and not even in like a weird like Final Destination kind of way, but just like, oh, he was running on the treadmill and his heart exploded. Yeah. You know, he was lifting weights, and or like the one that always like that I'm deathly afraid of is like laying down on the bench and doing the bench press,
mm-hmm.
and having the bar choke me to death.
That's why you always have someone spot you.
Yeah. Whenever I used to, there was I took physical fitness in a high school and gym, and that was mm-hmm. always our joke. Is someone would be like, "Hey, can you spot me?" And I'd go, "There you are," and then just walk away.
Oh, you!
I know me, right? I'd go, "Hey, there you are." That the day I knew I was not going to do well in that class was about halfway through, because like the first part of it was we did like different, you know, games and activities like a normal mm-hmm. gym class. And then the second half he was like, all right, so the class is going to shift now where we're going to talk more about diet and exercise and stuff, and we're going to go up to the weight room and we're going to spend every class like doing like a weight like a fitness circuit. So you do like the leg press and like arm curls and all that stuff. And he said, the only way to get an A is you have to lower your body fat percentage by at least 5%.
What?
And I was like, well, I will die.
Yeah. Like what?
I will die. And so, of course, like he says that, and no less than half the class just looks at me, and they're like, and I'm like, yeah, so should I just like, is it too late to like drop the class or what? I did pretty good in, you know, flag football. Can I just drop? Like, but that was later rescinded. So there were other measurements to get a good grade in the class. But then one day he was out and we had a substitute. And the substitute was like, I don't know what you guys are doing. I don't want to do any of this stuff. Like, I'm not going to be responsible for any of this stuff. So he wheeled in a TV and we watched The Price is Right. And then
hell yes.
No, and then the teacher came back the next day and was like pissed at us for it. And we were like, I don't know what you want from us. Like, we're the students. Like, we don't run this. Like, get mad at the substitute.
Wait, did you not have block scheduling?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so I guess just the next day you were in class.
Yeah, yeah, like the next class day. He was like, well, he's like, this day is going to be a lot tougher than watching The Price is Right. And we were like, that wasn't our call. Like, he wheeled in the TV and was like, there you go.
We want to go run.
Yeah. Like, who says that?
Off with that.
Nobody. So I checked it. I checked it probably a year ago. And that teacher was still teaching gym at that school. And I kind of want to check and see if he's
still trying to make kids drop 5% of their body fat.
Yeah, let's see. All right. I'm going to look up the okay, I'm at the school page and I'm going to see our staff. I'm going to see if he's still there. No, he's not. Oh, is there anybody from my high school that's still there? Let's see.
This is going to be something that's going to make us feel nice and old.
Yeah. Wow. My health and science teacher is still there. No. None of these people. They have a social worker? What?
Yeah, that tracks.
All right. None of these people.
Freshman Academy? What the fuck is all this?
No, nobody. That's a different principal. I don't like that principal. Our principal died. Let's see. Yeah, none of these people. The one person. How come she hasn't retired yet? Oh my gosh. The English teacher, he was cool. I liked him. But then never mind. Yeah, there's an English teacher that's still there from when I was there. So that's two.
Yeah.
Two.
This isn't fun. I don't like this.
Three. Never mind. Science teacher. Three. Holy
fuck
crap.
This. All right. I'm going to start talking about an irrational fear I have.
Okay. Four. So, four is the final answer, by the way, of how many
do you
teachers.
Ever, like, and this is going to sound so weird. It's a... like, do you ever have, like, one thing happen to you as a kid and then it fucking stuck with you?
Oh, yeah.
So I was in, like, second or third grade. Maybe a little later than that. Like, third or fourth grade. And, you know, I was a very nerdy kid. Hadn't hit my giant growth spurt yet. I was tall, but not, like, you know,
you were
freakishly tall.
Only 6'2".
So this kid came up and he popped a balloon in my face.
Oh no, don't do that.
Dude, even now, like if I see someone messing with like a plane, like rubber, whatever they are, balloon, it still just gives me like the fucking heebie-jeebies. Like it's still, I don't like balloons, man.
All right, no, that's okay.
Fucking hate balloons.
No, that's all right. You know, I will never mess with a balloon near you. I promise.
That's,
I don't think I knew that about you.
Yeah, now you do.
One time I had a, as a kid. Oh yeah, we're just going to talk about traumatizing things that happened to us as a kid.
Oh good. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be a great episode for the next 20 minutes. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to talk about traumatizing things that happened to us as kids. There were these, this snack food that was like these coconut puff things. And one time I was not feeling well and I had one of these coconut puffs and that was kind of like what pushed me over the edge of, then seeing everything in my stomach come back up again.
Yeah.
And so from that point, I don't think I've ever had anything that's coconut flavored since then.
Oh, because, no, dude, I don't fuck with coconut.
Because, like, that, like, every time I smell coconut, like, that reminds me of, like, I'm immediately taken back to our kitchen. I can tell you exactly where I was standing in that kitchen and, like, where they were. Oh, yeah. No, can't do it. So I'll never have anything coconut. I'll actually, like, avoid foods and stuff that have coconut in it. And I'll be like, no, it upsets my stomach. Because it does, because, like, that psychological, that psychological effect. I can't do it.
Dude, I don't blame you. I don't fuck with, like for the longest time, I didn't fuck with Cap'n Crunch. Have I ever explained this to you?
Is it because he has his eyebrows on his hat?
I don't want to talk about it. That's weird. It is super weird. So I was like 4 or 5, and we'd had like cereal for breakfast, and it was Captain Crunch. And then we'd gone to like some, like Evansville didn't have a zoo, but we'd gone somewhere, like a carnival kind of thing that night that like had like a petting zoo kind of thing that we went to. And I remember like we get home, and I remember I had this like gray Mickey Mouse t-shirt on, and I was like sitting on the floor, and I just could feel myself. So I like pulled my shirt out and vomited into my t-shirt.
Oh no.
And then, I didn't eat Captain Crunch forever. Like did not eat it until I was in fifth grade. And, you know, this should tell you how our financial status was at this point. I had Captain Crunch for dinner.
Okay, hey, you know what? That's all right.
I had, like, a couple bowls of Captain Crunch, wake up just violently puking and shitting. Just, like, probably the worst stomach bug in my life, but, you know, it was a long, long time ago, so I don't really remember it anymore. And I just remember like talking to my mom, and she was like, "How are you feeling?" And I just like laying on, we had wood floors, like laying on the floor with a sheet and a pillow because I was like finally done. I don't think there was anything left in my body. I just remember like laying there, and I was just like, I think I'm allergic to Captain Crunch. Didn't eat it again until I was like 17. Like, well, that's an absolute true story.
The problem that I have with Captain Crunch, I love Captain Crunch, but the problem with it is the only cereal that just will tear the shit out of the roof of my mouth. I don't know. It's so pointy.
You're not wrong.
I don't like it. It's so pointy. Food stuff with that, like smells and textures and tastes and stuff, like that is such a trigger, for that stuff. I found as I get older, I was trying to explain this, to somebody a couple weeks ago, that I find as I get older, it's like with a lot of foods, that especially foods like I've never tried before, or like it's a different kind of like a food that I've had, but like it's prepared in a different way. Texture is equally important as taste when it comes to if I like a food or not.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like a food could taste great and be and taste, you know, like one of my favorite tasting foods ever, but if it has a texture that I don't like and it feels like gross or weird or whatever, like I'm probably never going to eat it again. Just like I'm learning I'm developing a preference for texture for foods, which may be weird. I don't know. I'm sure it is. But
it's not bad.
I remember we had it's still there in the house, a wood stove, mm-hmm. as most, New England homes do. It is a fantastic way to heat up one room in your house is a wood stove. And so one day, you're going to be like, I already know your response to this story when I tell it to you. You're going to go, holy shit. So, you know, we had the wood stove on. It was at some point in the winter. It was like during the day, but like, you know, we weren't actively adding anything else to it. So it was kind of dying out a little bit. It was still like going, but it was kind of like dying out. So my sister and I, my sister 2 years older than me, and we're having an argument about something. I can't even remember what it was. But all I remember is, like, to end the argument, she reaches over and grabs my hand by the wrist and just pushes my hand against the wood stove.
And it was
warm, but it wasn't like, it wasn't hot. It wasn't like burn yourself hot, but it was like warm. It was like uncomfortably warm, but it didn't like, you know, burn my hand, and it didn't like cause damage or anything like that. But like, it like psychologically, it like freaked me out, because I was like, you know, in my mind, I know how hot it is. And like, one of the things that always used to scare me as a kid, even into like being a teenager, is when my parents would be like, hey, add more to the wood stove, because like you open it up and it's just like fire. Like the fire is just going. It's just like this, like it has a lock on it and a key. Like, so you, but you, when you swing the doors open, it's just like fire. Like there's nothing in between you. And so I would always get like real scared when I'm trying to push the log in, because, you know, you'd have like a, like wood for the wood stove. And so you'd be trying to push it in and it like barely fits in. So you're trying to get that in without burning yourself or letting the fire get out. High stress situation, wood stoves.
Yeah.
Especially for like a 12-year-old trying to.
Yeah, I was going to say, it fucking sounds like it.
Yeah, like super stressful situation. But like, I remember it. It was always impressed on me that like, when the wood stove is going and you open those doors, like it's hot and there's fire right there. Like it is very hot. So like that psychology of her just like grabbing my hand and just putting it on the wood stove. Like, I know when I think back, it's probably like in my mind, it's much warmer than it actually was. So no damage, no nothing was done. Like, it was fine. Like, everything was fine. But, like, that's probably the most impressive way that I've ever seen anybody end an argument, by the way.
Yeah, fucking respect, but also your sister sounds like a psychopath.
It runs in the family, I guess.
So, you know, like, my brother and I were dumb. We were dumb. We were latchkey kids. I can't remember if it was one summer or two. I think it was two, maybe just one. I can't remember. It doesn't matter for the sake of the story. So we would stay at home when our parents worked. You know, dad was a pharmacist, so he wasn't like, it wasn't one of those situations where he was like always like, there were some days where he'd be there until like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And some days when he would be completely off because he didn't have to work until like he would work the weekend or something. So he, like, it was a day where it was just me and my brother, and the house we were renting at the time had these like sliding glass, cabinets.
Oh yeah.
So, my brother and I are both like, it's Eggos for breakfast. We're doing Eggos for breakfast.
Shit. Yeah.
So he goes to the fridge, opens it, and gets the waffles out. I get the toaster out, and he goes, I'm making mine first. And I was like, nah, I got the toaster. I'm making mine first. So like we stand there arguing about it, and then he hauls back and throws the box at me. So I duck.
Makes sense.
And it hits one of the sliding glass doors.
Oh, dear.
And it fucking shatters.
Of course it does.
And he tries to blame me.
Well, yeah, it's survival at that point.
So he's like, you're in so much trouble when mom gets home. In the back of my head, I'm like, I didn't do fucking shit.
Right.
Like I didn't do anything here. Like, I don't know why you're pissed off at me. Like, he was like, you moved. This is your fault. And I was like, with the force you broke thick glass with that. Like, how is this shit my fault? That hit me in the face. Like,
be going to the hospital.
Yeah, so there were a couple spares, like a couple cabinets that I guess had been taken out of the kitchen in the basement. So like we tried to get one, but like the thing didn't line up. Like it fit, but the pattern on the glass didn't line up. So we were just like, maybe she won't say anything.
Yeah,
maybe she won't notice. So, of course, within like 20 minutes of my mom getting home from work, she was like, boys. And she like calls us downstairs. And Josh, we get down there and the first words out of his mouth start, Chris did it. I'm just like, so she's like, what happened? And, you know, we kind of like tell her. And then I was like, and then he threw the box of waffles at me. And Josh just goes, well, he moved.
Oh, no.
Like, it was just the situation where my mom was just like, arguing about waffles led to glass being shattered.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like sliding glass things.
I don't blame you.
I think I told you. Do you remember the sliding glass story, the sliding glass door story in my apartment?
I don't know.
So you remember my apartment? Like the two-level apartment.
Yeah.
It had a sliding glass door on one side that, like, looked out to the laundry room. And so, like, I had moved in, and I was there for... It was close to a year. And I had always just, like... For whatever reason, I had always just, like, walked my laundry, like, out the door and around. I never used the sliding glass door for anything.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, never used it for whatever reason. And so one day it was, like, it was because I had moved in March. And so it was coming around that time. So it was right around a year and, like, the weather was getting warmer. And I was like, I'm just going to go out the side door because it's springtime now. And because for some reason that made sense. And I was like, well, I got to figure out how to unlock this first because I've never, ever used it. And I slid it and it was just open.
Oh,
like it had been unlocked the entire time I had lived there. And I didn't know.
Yikes.
It. And so I was like, well, always going to make sure to lock that from now on. So, yeah, it was I've never, ever in a moment. Like, had my sense of security and safety just, like, pulled out from under me so quickly in my life.
So my cousin and his, like, he had two roommates. And we, like, I was going and staying with him. We were going somewhere, and he was just like, like, I was waiting for him at the top of the stairs. And he goes, oh, it's unlocked. So I just opened the door and walked in. He goes, yeah, since you have to have the thing to buzz you in the building, we just never locked the front door. And they had, like, multiple, and I mean, like, multiple game consoles, like, a whole bunch of shit. They never got robbed. And they were on the second floor, but it was, like, still a situation where I was just, like my butthole puckered for them.
Yeah, don't like that. Like, not a fan of that.
No, not at all.
Like that.
Not at all.
Ugh. And see, look at that. We got through all of our childhood traumas and everything was fine. Because I look at our counter and you know what, buddy?
What's up? Say what?
It looks like we just got through this episode, man. So we will be back next week. But until then, go check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TN2M shows, because we are currently 20,746 is our current count. So you could be 20,747. All you got
as of this recording.
Yes, Dick Cheney's alive, and that is our subscriber count. So you could be next. So do that. Now. Go now. That's all I got. Go now.
Hit the Hannah Fearman thing for me one time. I haven't heard that one yet.
Hold on. I have to turn on the computer because it didn't transfer that over. The mixer's having things where it doesn't like me to load in other
the
sounds.
Audacity of that fucking mixer.
So hold on 1 second, and we're gonna get it. All right, we gotta go to here, and we gotta hit that, and then we go here, and then it does this. It does this when it loads. It does this.
This is Hannah Fearman, and I'm here at Vet City Con with Chris and Chris, and they tell you to go fuck yourself.
That's the one.
That's the one. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be back next week. Excited to be here. Got some big things coming up.
That's just our wieners.
Well, got some mediocre things coming up. But no, man, it's exciting. It's exciting. We got some things in the pipeline that to get excited about. And so we're just gonna be here next week. And until then, as always, God, I am terrible at this today. Until then, stay safe, stay happy, keep doing what you're doing. We're gonna be back next week. And thank you for being our friends. This is the Perfect Town with Benefits.